With lanterns and torches and weapons, the mob comes to get Jesus. Abandoned by his disciples, he endures a sham trial, is beaten, mocked, and handed over to be crucified. At the foot of the cross, Jesus' family watches his suffering and death. When it is finished and the crowd has dispersed, his friends take away his body and lay it in a tomb. This is the darkest part of the three-day story that is the foundation of our faith, and it is shot through with violence, betrayal, and domination. We sit and listen with growing dread as the story unfolds. We stand when Jesus is crucified, joining his mother, Mary Magdalene, and the other Mary in bearing witness, and sensing for ourselves some role in all of this. We kneel when Jesus dies, weighted down by sorrow. And we stand again as Joseph of Arimathea receives Jesus' body, feeling the reverence and care as he and Nicodemus prepare it for burial and lay him in the tomb. We are restless on Good Friday, confronted with the harsh reality of the cross. How do we get our bearings? Jesus says to Pilate, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." This truth, revealed at Jesus' birth and throughout his life, points to the truth of God and the truth of humanity. Jesus incarnated the love and power of God, showing that God is fully present in the world and known concretely in our relationships with each other. Jesus showed that God's love and mercy are unconditional, boundless, and freely offered to all. And that God's love in action lived in common, what Jesus called the kingdom of God, looks like justice and liberation and restoration. Jesus taught this and lived this and commanded his disciples to live and love in the same way. But his teachings and growing authority threatened the religious and political establishment, who labeled him an insurrectionist for execution by crucifixion. So Jesus, God with us, unwilling to live any other way, willingly suffers unto death. Through his life and his death, Jesus testified to the nature of God, which is immanent and infinite love, manifested as selfless giving and solidarity with the suffering and the oppressed. The cross is a paradox. On this day, it is a stark symbol of death and defeat, yet we know that soon God will turn it into a sign of liberation and new life, victory out of defeat. St. Clare of Assisi spoke of the mirror of the cross, the mirror in which we see ourselves and the world around us plainly and honestly. In the tragic and brutal death of Jesus, she saw our own human capacity for violence, betrayal, and domination. How we, like the disciples, listen to fear and self-interest rather than Jesus' voice. The kingdom of God feels far away. And in Jesus' passion, St. Clare saw not only God's loving solidarity with those who suffer, but our own human capacity for great love. She believed that when we turn completely toward God and surrender to the Holy Spirit at work among us, humanity can stretch beyond fear and denial and participate in the plan of salvation, where things cast down are being raised up and things grown old are being made new. The kingdom of God is at hand. The cross is a mystery and certainly a paradox. What do you see when you peer into the mirror of the cross? If we stood alongside the African-American community, especially in the years of Jim Crow segregation and white supremacy, and especially today, we would see in the cross the reflection of the lynching tree. With lanterns and torches and weapons, the white mob came to get black men, women, and children. They endured sham trials, were beaten, mocked, and handed over to be lynched. Their loved ones watched at the foot of the tree but could do nothing to stop it. When it was all over and the crowd had dispersed, their bodies were taken down by friends who often feared for their own lives. The theologian James Cone writes that to contemplate the cross is also to contemplate the centuries of suffering of the black community, as well as its dignity, holy resilience, and closeness to God. Both. What would we see in the mirror of the cross if we stood alongside the growing homeless population in Seattle, or those who are refugees, or those whose lives are defined by mass incarceration? If we saw ourselves in this mirror plainly and honestly, would we stand to bear witness? Would we kneel in sorrow, offer reverence and care? We are restless on Good Friday, confronted with the harsh and wondrous reality of the cross. In living the truth of God, love that looks like justice, Jesus died on the cross at Calvary. And from his willing and self-emptying death came the life of Christ, whose love lives and moves among us still. May we discover ourselves in the mirror of the cross, seeing both our role in the violence of this world, as well as our capacity for healing it. May we be empowered by the love of the one who was and is to come, always greater and more creative than we are. Amen.